Abdul Wakil owns a dry goods store in the Afghan village of Daku, about 40 kilometers north of Kabul. He says his cell phone has made all the difference. He says, we used to go all the way to the city to order products. Now it's only a phone call away and the costs are much less. The International Telecommunication Union says 72% of Afghanistan's population is now covered by a cell phone signal. By contrast, fewer than one person in 100 has a fixed telephone line. The rapid spread of cell phones in developing nations like Afghanistan is the result of several factors. Andrew Burns, who is a lead economist at the World Bank, is the main author of a study on the spread of technology in the developing world.
There's a combination of being exposed to the technology, allowing it to get into the country, and then it's having an environment in which it can flourish. And that means having the regulatory environment. It means having a population that is able to take advantage of it.
Cell phone use worldwide has increased as more countries have opened up their state-owned telephone systems to allow private companies to build cellular networks. By the end of 2006, 68% of the world's cell phone subscriptions were in developing countries. Burns says ease of use has been key to the cell phone's rapid spread.
You don't have to be literate, you don't have to be numerate, you don't have to be able to do mathematics or anything particularly complex. You have to be able to type in the numbers, and it's extremely empowering.
And financially empowering as well. Mobile phone banking is rapidly becoming popular in developing countries where many people do not have bank accounts. In Kenya, a low-cost cell phone service called M-Pesa allows people to send and receive money via text messages. The service is popular because it eliminates the need for people like Daniel Rojillo to travel long distances to deliver or receive cash.
If I wanted to send money to my mom at this particular time, or my grandmother, she cannot receive that money now. She'll have to wait for maybe at least one day or 2 days. So I've found M-Pesa a little bit easier to send money to them right now.
Cell phones also are proving to be a medical tool, helping to halt the spread of diseases such as AIDS. In Rwanda, healthcare workers in rural clinics use cell phones equipped with a special software developed by the U.S. company Voxiva. The software allows healthcare workers to enter data into cell phones about drug stocks and AIDS patients, and then transmit this information via text messages to health officials in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. With this information, officials can better monitor the spread of AIDS and deploy medical resources to clinics to treat the disease. Jean-Luc Hassan Kavumu, a nurse at a rural Rwandan clinic, says the system has helped patients. He says, I used to travel to Kigali to take information, and while I was gone, there was no one to attend to the patients. With this system, he says, he is now at the clinic all the time. Yet in some nations, poverty is so great that cell phones have yet to make much of a difference. So while cell phones have allowed developing nations to skip fixed-line technology, experts say they cannot, by themselves, bring about economic development. Reliable sources of electricity, advanced road networks, and other infrastructure must be in place, they say, for developing countries to experience sustained economic growth. Bill Rogers, VOA News, Washington.